Simon & Schuster Audio presents Feast Day of Fools, a novel by James Lee Burke. Read by Will Patton.
The wild beasts will honor me, the jackals and the ostriches, for I give water in the wilderness, rivers in the desert, to give drink to my chosen people. Isaiah chapter 43, verse 20. Chapter 1. Some people said Danny Boy Lorca's visions came from the mezcal that had fried his brains, or the horse quirt whippings he took around the ears when he served time on Sugar Land Farm, or the fact he'd been a middleweight club fighter through a string of dust-blown sinkholes where the locals were given a chance to beat up what was called a tomato can, a fighter who leaked blood every place he was hit. In this case, a rum-dumb Indian who ate his pain and never flinched when his opponents broke their hands on his face. Danny Boy's black hair was cut in bangs and fitted his head like a helmet. His physique was as square as a door, his clothes always smelling of smoke from the outdoor fires he cooked his food on, his complexion as dark and coarsened by the sun and wind as the skin on a shrunken head. In summer, he wore long-sleeve cotton work shirts buttoned at the throat and wrists to keep the heat out, and in winter, a canvas coat and an Australian flop hat tied down over his ears with a scarf. He fought his hangovers in a sweat lodge, bathed in ice water, planted by the moon, cast demons out of his body into sand paintings that he flung at the sky, prayed in a loincloth on a mesa in the midst of electric storms, and sometimes experienced either seizures or trances during which he spoke a language that was neither Apache nor Navajo, although he claimed it was both. Sometimes he slept in the county jail. Other nights he slept behind the saloon or in the stucco house where he lived, on the cusp of a wide alluvial floodplain bordered on the southern horizon by purple mountains that in the late afternoon warp of heat seemed to take on the ragged irregularity of shark's teeth. The sheriff who allowed Danny Boy to sleep at the jail was an elderly 6'5" widower by the name of
Sample complete. Ready to continue?